give diplomacy a chance. Rand Paul kept on coming back to a point that you hear the White House making over and over again, saying, look, if negotiations fall apart, what's our alternative? And in Rand Paul's formulation and in the White House's formulation, the only two real paths beyond that is you either let Iran get a nuclear weapon or you have military action, another war in the Middle East.
Jonathan Karl of ABC News, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Tickets are now on sale for the March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Sue Martin will deliver a keynote. Murray Wise will give us his projections for land values in 2015. And we'll have panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. And we may have a surprise or two along the way. Call for your tickets at 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 5.39¾ up 4. Soft March wheat, 5.06¼ up 1. March corn, 3.69 down 4¼. May, 3.77¼ down 4¼. July, 3.85 down 4. December, $4.50 down 3¾. March soybeans, 9.70¼ unchanged. July, 9.82¼ down a half. November, 9.57 down 1¼. March soybean meal, 338.60 up 120. March soybean oil, 29.58 down 75. February live cattle, 155.15 up 120. January feeders, 212.50 up 5. And February lean hogs, 71.40 down 12½. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's like a slow-leaking tire, isn't it?
It is. We finished the year on a strong note, or I guess second day to the last day of the year, we did have a sell-off, and that triggered a lot of sell signals when you take a look at a lot of these computer systems, they have been basically short ever since then. And then, of course, USGA's report helped them out, they've been able to kind of press the downside, and we do have open interest increasing. So that tells us that we're getting new selling in here. Probably the thing that is the most discouraging, probably from if you want the market to go up, is that we are in a counter seasonal decline market right in here. When you look at average seasonal prices, you pull out of that October low, and you then basically gradually grind higher as you go into the early part of the growing season. January sometimes is more of a sideways type month, the uplifting seasonals really kick in gear during February, and then they usually extend that strength on into March. Now we're starting off the year here with a down month. We're going to close lower here for the month of January. When you look at the average seasonal price pattern, I would say that we are in a window here by the early part of next week, or let's say next week, for this market to find support and then maybe see if it can catch any of that seasonal uplift that usually takes hold during the month of February. If it can't, the market... the odds then would begin to tilt that this counter-seasonal trend to the downside that has begun in January would extend itself at least into that March time frame. And this is February is a time where everybody does, or that's the insurance mm-hmm. average price. And I think if that would materialize, weakening prices during the month of February is basically, I think, going to begin to hurt overall acreage planting levels as we are basically underwater in both December corn and November soybeans. So I think that would probably be bullish longer term. But short-term, it's going to be real discouraging. But it does look like, unless something happens real quick here, prices are going to drift lower, and we're going to have some of the lowest insurance average prices that we've had in several years.
And it says U.S. ending stocks, we can't seem to get under from the burdens of supplies.
Well, that's the storyline. That's USDA's numbers. We'll get another look at USDA's numbers on March 31st, but there's a lot of water to go under the bridge between now and then. Demand, you have to say export demand, was quite nice here this week. It did show a good pickup of sales. I mean, all the sales numbers basically came in above the average trade guess. We sold 42 million bushels of corn. That keeps us on pace with last year's level, which I think is important because we're supposed to lose a couple hundred million from last year's export number. Soybeans came in here at almost 33 million. That keeps us roughly 100 million better than last year, and we're supposed to have less soybeans exported this year. There's nothing really bearish in the export market, at least for right now, but the trade is looking at generally favorable growing conditions in South America, and looking at world buyers are going to begin focusing on their purchasing of South American inventories, but you really won't see widespread harvest activity in South America really until you kind of get further into that March, April time frame. That's when a lot of pressure begins to really hit the market. But they are coming along pretty good, at least at this point in time. Mm-hmm. I do think the dollar strength has contributed to some of this bearishness. But I think, you know, when the Fed said yesterday that they're still patiently going to wait before raising interest rates, I'm in the opinion that they really can't afford to raise interest rates. I think if they would start raising interest rates, you would have a massive decline in the stock market, and I think you'd send the economy into a recession very quickly. If I question whether or not, I mean, the numbers say that we're out of the recession, but if you would look at real true unemployment levels, we'd be well into the double digits rather than the 6% because of the small workforce level that we're at.
Very quickly, and trying to keep it simple, in the March lead option month charts, what number should producers be looking at to sort of a support level if it were to go below that you might think, oh, it might roll over and try those lows before the move?
Well, you have to say that we're at it today. When you look at a lead futures daily chart, we had that low of 318 to 4 and then the rally to 417. We are at the 50% retracement level here today here at this 367 and 368 area. It's very common that corn futures retrace 50%. This is also where the 100-day moving average is at, and when I look at several of my momentum indicators would indicate to me that we should begin to stabilize here and then maybe put together some kind of recovery rally if we can get this February seasonal strength to catch in. But I think if we would start closing below this 365 area, that would not be a good sign. And that would indicate that we're probably headed back to the 350 type price level very quickly on lead futures.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. March corn trading 368 and three quarters, down 4.5. July 385, down 4. December $4.5, down 3.75. March soybeans 969 and a quarter, down 1. July 981.5, down 1.5. November 955.5, down 2.75. March soybean meal 338.50, up 110. March soybean oil 29.61, down 73. February live cattle 155.25, up 130. January feeders 212.57.5, up 12.5. February lean hog 71.57.5, they're up 5 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.